Welcome to A Journey Through Holy Week. I'm Ross, and today we continue our journey towards Resurrection Sunday. I'm glad you're here. Today is Holy Tuesday.
Today's reading is from Mark 11, verses 12 through 18. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations?' But you have made it a den of robbers." And the chief priests and the scribes heard it and were seeking a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching.
Pretty confident that this is the only documented story in the Bible where Jesus seems hangry. What's going on here? The creator of everything was mad at a fig tree? I can almost picture Jesus cursing that fig tree and walking away while his disciples looked on, confused. But what happens in the city next is nothing to laugh about. Jesus overturns tables. He drives people out of the temple, and the Gospel of John says he had a whip. What is happening here? I try to remember these two stories whenever I fall into the poor theology that Jesus was just a soft, just nice guy kind of teacher. He was filled with righteous indignation at the way that his house, the temple, was being desecrated. I would encourage you not to overcomplicate the meaning of the cleansing of the temple. Jesus was angry, and his actions here are well within the realm of the truth that we know about him, that he was without sin. What was Jesus angry about? That connects back to what happened to the fig tree. In both of these actions, Jesus was teaching. The fig tree wasn't bearing good fruit, just like the religious types of the day weren't bearing good fruit. The temple in Jerusalem was supposed to be a house of prayer for all nations, yet too many were turning it into an opportunity to exploit the poor and vulnerable at a moment where they were trying to worship in the ways that they were instructed to. Scripture makes it abundantly clear how God feels about those who praise him, yet mistreat those around him. And that sin was everywhere. Jesus had to act. So he did. We spoke earlier this week about how God's kingdom was one of compassion, justice, and mercy. Do you see that fruit at your church? Within your family? In you? How is your worship nurturing the world around you with God's love and compassion? While we can be comforted by God's compassion, Jesus makes it clear that we must not ignore his cries for justice. As we revisit the scriptures for today, pay attention to what God might bring to mind. Pause this podcast if you need to, and make sure you check out the full Holy Week resource, a free downloadable PDF that is perfect for you and your family to journey together towards Resurrection Sunday.
Today's reading is from Mark 11, verses 12 through 18. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations? But you have made it a den of robbers. And the chief priests and the scribes heard it and were seeking a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching.
A Journey Through Holy Week is a product of Awana Audio and a special edition of the Resilient Disciples podcast. Huge thanks to Mia from Chicago and the team at Awana who made this podcast happen. Subscribe to the Resilient Disciples podcast wherever you listen and go to resilientdisciples.com for more resources on child discipleship all year long. Thank you for listening. Thank you for journeying with us. We'll talk tomorrow.